Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with my best friend, Kenzie Elizabeth. She has a podcast called I Love You So Much with Kenzie Elizabeth. So go listen to that. I've been on plenty of episodes with her. Today, I got this idea from Lauren. Is it Everett?
Bostic. I just say Bostic.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to mispronounce your name, Lauren, because you're a queen, but the owner and the girl who runs the Skinny Confidential and co-hosts the Him and Her podcast with her husband, Michael Bostic, and he owns Dear Media, which is pretty cool, which is a female-run podcast network that Kenzie is involved. And yeah, she did the 70, like the Vogue 73 questions podcast style. I've never seen anyone do this on a podcast. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to jump on the trend ASAP Rocky, because I much rather record a podcast than film a video.
So true.
And
I say that and I'm like on YouTube.
Yeah, a YouTuber. So I'm going to have Kenzie ask me questions. We came up with 72 questions, but she's going to ask me some randomly on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any of them, like, I haven't written down any of my answers, so I have no idea what I'm going to say. So hopefully I don't mess up and, like, want to edit all of these out. So do you want to just go ahead and get started?
Yeah. Okay. Number one, full name?
Taylor Morgan King. Did you know my middle name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, only because it's Morgan Yates. I don't know why. That's just how
Yeah.
What's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
What qualities of that sign pertain to you?
I would say they say that they're like homebodies and they love their family. And I'm like definitely really big on like loving my family and loving Indiana and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I think that pertains to me. And then also they're supposed to be really loyal. And I would say I'm a pretty loyal person.
Yeah, you definitely are. Birthday?
June 25th, 1997.
How old are you?
I am 21.
Ooh.
Ooh, alcohol, baby.
Favorite
alcohol. Tito's.
My next question. Favorite alcohol.
Favorite alcohol. Tito's.
Favorite holiday.
Ooh, God, this is hard. Either the 4th of July or Valentine's Day. Probably the 4th of July.
Not Christmas?
No.
Wow. What is your nickname?
TK, but a lot of my, like, really, like, family friends from back home call me Tay-Tay.
That's my cousin's name is Taylor, and we call her Tay-Tay. First job.
I want to say it was, like, babysitting. Also, we had, this wasn't, like, a job, but I did it, like, annually every summer at our country club growing up. There was this golf tournament called the Calcutta at the Bloomington Country Club in Indiana, and like all of these like old men would like have this like golf tournament, and I was like the ball girl, so like wherever they hit their first ball I would go and like run and put a little towel next to the ball so it was easy to find, and then they would usually tip me like $1 to $5, and so like by the end of the day I had like a wad of like $100 bills.
That is so you.
Yeah.
That's very Sharpay Evans meets TK's
Juicy Pod. It was super lit.
What scares you the most?
Unattached hair.
What?
Did you not know I hate unattached hair?
I just have never heard someone say unattached hair.
I feel like you knew that.
I know that, but I just haven't heard you phrase it that way.
Unattached hair or, like, losing someone I really love.
Either or. What angers you the most?
What angers me? Probably, like, rude people.
That's real. What makes
like
you...
Like, entitled people.
Yeah.
People who think they're, like, way cooler than they actually are.
So true. What makes you laugh the most?
Oh, gosh. I feel like my best friends, especially a lot of my guy friends, they make me laugh. And my brother.
Worst fashion trend?
Ooh, I'm trying to think of something I really hate here. There's some I, like, can't get behind. Frick.
Do you not like the fannies?
No, I love fannies.
Like the crossbody ones, though?
Yeah, I love those.
Okay. I don't hate any trends.
Oh, low-rise jeans.
Oh, yeah. Must have beauty products.
Lip gloss. That's it.
That's all she needs.
Lip gloss, and I'm loving the Glossier moisturizer. I also love Tula's moisturizer.
Both amazing products. Yeah. Must have
And highlighter, sorry.
Do you have a secret beauty tip?
Drinking lots of water and moisturize.
Which friend's closet would you love to raid?
I feel like I raid yours a lot.
Yeah.
Who's what I really love to raid, though? Maybe, like, Maggie McDonald's. I know we're not, like, close friends, but, like, mm-hmm. I feel like she would be fun.
I love her.
Hers would be fun to
I'm
raid.
Literally her biggest fan.
Or, like, I feel like Remy's would be fun to raid because, like, I always tell her she literally has 8 gazillion dresses. Like, she has so many dresses.
How?
Like, for an event. Like, the next time I go to any event, I'm borrowing one of her dresses because she has so many.
So many.
Or, no, I'm sorry. I've, like, literally listed 8 friends. Kat Aucker.
I thought you were going to say her start off with.
For sure,
for
yeah.
For sure.
For sure. Her above anyone else.
Fave person to follow on IG.
This is so hard because I feel like I creep on a lot of people. I honestly, okay, for, like, static posts, I love Tezza, and I love Olivia Rink, which I've talked about both a lot on my podcast.
for stories. Like, stories are my favorite. So, whose do I watch a lot of? I like watching Suvan Ayla's stories.
Favorite podcast to listen to?
I love the Him and Her podcast, the Skinny Confidential, the Him and Her show. I also love Gary V's. I listen to him almost every morning. And lately, I've also been into this guy named Charlie and this other guy named Andy Frisella. I think that's him. He's the owner of, like, First Form, like, supplements. They're, like, he's a boss.
Favorite movie of all time?
Remember the Titans.
Really? Yeah. I see that for you.
And their soundtrack is, like, incredible. I always listen to it.
That's really cute. One song you could dance to for the rest of your life?
September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That was the Veaches. They got married on the 21st of September, and they always talk about anything with September in it. Okay. If you join the Spice Girls, what would your name be?
Juicy Spice or Sporty Spice?
Definitely Juicy. One thing you can't live without?
My red lips.
That's real. That's very true.
If you jammies.
Jammies.
Yeah, like matching pajama set. Silky, preferably.
We're both on that wave. I'm every night.
Jammy grind. And, like, I was into it before it was, like, trendy. Mm-hmm. Also, I was into hats before it was trendy. Like, that's true. Have so many hats.
That's very true.
And I only noticed that recently when Alicia came over and she was like, holy cow, I didn't know how many hats you have.
She has a wall of hats in her apartment.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
If you had to choose another career, what would you do?
Well, when I was little, I thought I wanted to be a dentist.
Because her dad.
I think that I would be in... I think there's two things. I think I would be a fun, like, SoulCycle instructor.
Yeah, you would.
Or maybe, like, another thing in entertainment, like, something to do with, like, branding or management or an agent.
I see that. Current obsession.
I've been loving this cheetah scrunchie that I have on my wrist. Trying to think of working out. I've been like really into like working out and like doing the whole like pre-workout thing, like acting like I know what I'm doing.
Exactly. Predictions from 1 year from now.
I predict that I will be traveling a lot and I will be like documenting my life way more. So like I predict that I predict that I'm gonna be like vlogging way more. I'm gonna be creating and uploading a lot more content, I feel like.
What do you do on your days off?
I don't really like to have days off.
Yeah.
But when I do, I love to go to like a workout class. So like a SoulCycle. Like this would be my ideal day. Like waking up, going to SoulCycle, getting like a coffee or like a juice or smoothie afterwards, like going to Quench, and then hanging out with friends, like going to the beach, going on a hike, something like that.
What do you love about Indiana?
The people.
Most enjoyable activity when you're home in Indiana?
Oh, definitely going to, like, basketball games. A basketball game here, it's like, oh, you go to a Lakers game, it's, like, cool, I got an Instagram pic. Like, in Indiana, like, people are diehard. Like, the high school basketball games are more lit than the Lakers games here.
Oh, yeah. That's how Texas is with stuff. Like, I go to things football, here. Sure. Yeah, it's crazy. Describe yourself in 3 words.
Oh, God, this is really hard. I would say, like, goofy. Mm-hmm. High level of integrity and loyal.
I would say bold, fun, and I just had mine. Wait, hold on.
Or like creative, like something like that.
Yeah, I would say bold, fun, and determined, which I feel like are very similar. Thanks. Okay, pet peeve that you have.
Juicy,
duh.
I feel like I am kind of juicy. Like, yeah. I love to have like a little juicy line in a convo.
Okay, pet peeve that you have.
Oh my God, two things. I cannot stand when people act like they haven't met you when you've met them like 80 million times. It's so unbelievably rude.
Yeah.
Like anyone that does that, I'm like, red flag, we're not gonna be good friends. Mm-hmm. So don't do that to me. And the second thing would be like recently, I cannot stand when people post an Instagram poll and it's like on the side. And so like when I try and vote in it, it goes to the next story.
Yes.
It's like, people, get it together. If you're an Instagrammer for a living, like you should put your polls in the middle.
That's It's not that difficult. It's really like, not that hard.
You should know that from other people posting them on your stories and it pissing you off.
Or because it's like you skip them, but you accidentally vote in the poll. And I'm like, shoot, and like maybe.
Me as an avid poll poster, obviously. I want to vote in other people's because like I never am voting in other people's. I'm always making them. So it's like, please put it in the middle.
Get it together. Okay.
Isn't that a good one?
That is a good one. I like that one.
It's very, very on brand.
Very on brand. Okay. Favorite exercise?
Oh, Soul Cycle. I really like hot Pilates too until like I start smelling other people's sweat.
I want to do hot Pilates. It's really bad.
It's fantastic, but like it's legit gross at the end.
Really?
Yeah. It, like everyone smells like shit.
Great. What's your spirit animal?
Ooh, a dolphin.
Favorite candy?
The Sour Patch Watermelons.
Yes. I would have guessed that for you, actually. Okay. Favorite thing to eat?
Ooh. Acai bowls, chips and guac, and pizza.
Least favorite thing to eat?
I don't like pickles.
Really?
That's kind of gross. Like, or I don't really like cucumbers that much either.
They're like the same thing.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, it's not for you.
I'm trying to think of another thing. It's funny because Lauren Bostic said dill, and I was like, holy crap, I don't like dill either.
Yeah. That makes sense. Dessert you can't live without.
Oh, the Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I'm like an ice cream hoe.
Yeah.
And I love the Ben and Jerry's one with the, it's like Oreos and like peanut butter.
Who do you look up to most in your life?
Probably my parents.
What's the coolest thing about your family?
I love how my family is like a floater family. Like we don't have just one like group we constantly hang out with. Like we have a ton of different friend groups that we hang out with, and we're very like loyal to them. So I love how my family like goes to like other family friends' sports games or like, I don't know, stuff like that. Like when we have parties, we have like a bunch of different friend groups coming together. And I love that.
I feel like we're both like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like because I have family friends that like only hang out with the same family friends. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that can't be the best at times because like it's good to like
branch
out, broaden yourself. Yeah,
for sure. Favorite song to blast in the car?
I mean I do love Whitney Houston. I want to dance with somebody. I love Ms. New Booty and like songs like that. Oh, I love Work It by Missy Elliott.
Favorite thing about your brother?
Ooh, when he FaceTimes me.
That's mine about mine, too. Okay, what's the most...
That's how you know it's rare when they FaceTime. What is your favorite?
They, like, don't call. What's the most California thing about you?
Probably the fact that I, like, love a Sunday morning, like, going to SoulCycle, getting my juice, going to the farmer's market.
Yeah, I was actually going to say
like
that.
Like, running around in yoga pants.
What makes you feel the most beautiful?
Probably once I finish a SoulCycle class and I'm, like, super sweaty.
Yep, same. What's your favorite?
And clear skin.
Clear skin, that's true. What's your favorite 73 Questions episode?
Michael B. Jordan's.
I haven't seen that one.
Holy cow. I do not sleep on him. He is fine.
That's what everyone says.
I need to date him.
Okay, let's get on that. Guys, listen.
If you know Michael B. Jordan.
If anyone has any connects.
We would be really cute.
Yeah, they'd be super cute. She's like super supportive. Come on. Best part about LA?
The opportunity.
Favorite season?
Summer. Favorite country to visit?
Yeah.
Costa Rica.
Who's the last person you texted?
Ooh, I think Brooke Michio.
Favorite website?
YouTube.
Favorite poll question?
Oh, shoot. What did I say? I think I wrote it down. Hey, guys. I'm sorry that this is cut off so soon because I literally had so much fun recording it and editing it, to be honest. But for some reason, I don't have the rest of the questions. I think Kenzie and I had friends over, so I think we honestly abruptly stopped. But thank you so much, Kenzie, for asking me these questions. If you guys want me to do a full 73 questions again, I can ask Kenzie if she would so kindly ask me them again. We can research some. Maybe you guys can even send me questions to answer because I know it's fun to get to know the actual, since I'm interviewing guests all the time, it's fun to get to know
me every once in a while, I guess. I don't know. That's what people DM me. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. Sorry this was so short, but I feel like it's better than nothing. Please leave a review and rate this podcast in the podcast app on Spotify or wherever you may be listening. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls, because without you guys voting in the polls, this podcast wouldn't exist. If you don't know, normally I post polls all the time on Instagram and you can vote in them. And then I talk about all of the polls on my podcast. So please be sure to do that. Go vote, go DM me, gas me up in my reviews. Thank you so, so, so much for listening. And in my reviews, why don't you guys write down some people you would want me to have as guests on the podcast? Because I am searching for some new, improved, fun people to interview. So thank you so much again for listening. Thank you to Kenzie. Be sure to subscribe to her podcast. It's I Love You So Much by Kenzie Elizabeth on the podcast app. And follow her on Instagram. It's at Kenzie Elizabeth, and as well on YouTube at Kenzie Elizabeth. And guys, love you so much. Be sure to take some time to make someone else's day this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.